Joining us now on the Hy-Vee Coach's Corner, we have the winning coach here tonight. This matchup between Oskaloosa Newton, Jake Bennett, and the Newton girls prevail 36-29 in a hard-fought, low-scoring affair. Coach Bennett.
It was a pretty good game. It was fun to see our girls kind of go out and execute and battle, and it was just a gritty win. It was just really fun to see.
So you win a couple games in the 50s. And then you come down, you win one in the low 40s, and now you get 30 and pull out the win.
Yep.
So,
yeah, it was definitely a testament to defense there. We won the game just with our defensive effort. So, like you said, there's going to be some times where you're shooting the ball well. Honestly, I thought we shot the first half especially, I thought we shot the ball when we needed to. I think at key times during the game, there were different scenarios where we were able to kind of get in there and get shots, especially when we needed one. And, defense kind of took care of the rest.
Oskaloosa, of course, led by Deja Foster, and you limited her to a free throw with, I think I wrote it down here, 1:27 left in the third quarter, and then she got a gimme there with like a minute and a half left or something like that. So I think you did a good job on her.
Yeah, that was kind of the goal, is to take her out and make people that are in roles basically have to make the key decisions, the key makes of the game. And it kind of worked out well for us here. And again, they missed shots when we needed them to miss shots, and we kind of made shots in the moments that we needed it too.
Basically, you were kind of playing three against four because you had two on her, so you had the other three players trying to cover the other four of Oskaloosa's.
Yeah, and it's tough to replicate in practice a little
bit. I bet. And
there's not necessarily a good set of rules to it. Our girls have kind of had to do some decision-making stuff and be able to rotate well. Just scouting-wise, know who we wanted to get closed out on and who we were okay with they did take the three. So, I think our girls, ran it as well as they possibly could. Yeah.
You think you're going to be able to get away with that next time you meet them, or you think
that? No, they have a good coach, and they'll work on it. So I expect that they're going to be able to, find something there and watch some film. So we'll see you next time.
There's a couple of key points, I thought, in this ball game. I wrote down some notes. As the fourth quarter was coming to an end, they were kind of making a run, and unfortunately, you didn't have any shot opportunities really there. You kind of turned the ball over, I believe.
Yeah. Kind of like you said, there were a lot of times in the game, I can think specifically to the fourth quarter, there was a time where the lead went from 6-3, and we kind of told the girls to just make sure they were confident in what we were trying to do and the decisions we were trying to make, because we were trying to play the longevity of the game. Thinking that it's okay if they make a three here and there, and they did. They stepped up and made some shots, but we trusted that our girls were able to make some plays and know the scouting for the entire game. And we were just kind of banking on their team not being able to make shots throughout the entire game, even if they made a few and went on a run here or there. And that's kind of where defense kind of led us there. We didn't score a ton, but we made just enough shots to get the win.
I know Alex Riney had a key layup with about 5:38 left in the game that kind of turned the momentum, I thought, a little bit there.
Yeah, and I think that's probably the part where I'm talking to is we were able to kind of get, momentum going off of turnovers there at the end, and then kind of got a few fast breaks, and then kind of broke the door back open again, just enough for us to feel comfortable with what we had. And then our girls, again, executed well. We went back to man about with a minute 30-ish left because we didn't want to give up any threes.
Yeah.
Our girls kind of executed there again. I think that's where Deja got one of her basket.
Yeah.
So in our defense overall, just giving up a free throw to her was very key to us being able to pull this one out.
Also noted that Haley Dickerson was scoreless, I believe, in the first half. And then she came on with eight. She got a couple nice passes from her teammates to get easy ones. That seemed to kind of get her going a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say she had probably one of her best games of the year, if not the best, because of the way she battled defensively. So I wasn't necessarily looking for her to be able to score a ton. She made shots when she needed to. But her effort on the defensive end, and everyone too, but especially we had her basically matched up with Foster. She was that one with Foster the entire game. We couldn't have asked for more from her, so she did a fantastic job there too.
I noticed after the game, kind of a little fist bump for you. Yeah, you kind of like that you kind of really wanted this one.
Yeah, I know every conference win, especially in the Little Hawkeye Conference, is tough to get. And, just the confidence for our girls to be able to get in there. This is a tough team. Oskaloosa was ranked in the top 15 for the majority of the first half of the year. They've had their losses have been good losses. 4 points to DCG, overtime loss to Indianola, and overtime loss to Pella. So we were, you know, just really excited to be able to come in here and compete with a good team. They're still a good team, and we expect the battle next time, too.
Yeah, you guys are playing some close games, and you're coming out on the right side of them.
So yeah, good to see the confidence of the girls there and the composure.
Okay, so coming up next, it'll be a trip to Norwalk. I believe Norwalk's actually coming here.
Yep.
What do you know about them?
Yeah, they're a really good team. They had a really good player last year. He has a sister that's a freshman that's, you know, kind of another weapon for him as well, and they put a lot of pressure on. So it'll be a good test for our girls to kind of just see where we're at. Kind of reminds me of DCG a little bit in a way. We'll see what we're made of when they get here. We expect a good game.
Yeah, you got what, a four-game winning streak now?
I think four now.
Four now. So, well, congratulations, and thanks for joining us here on the Hockey Coach's Corner. Jake Bennett.
Thank you.
After the Newton girls pick up the victory by a score of 36-29 over Oskaloosa.